As grown men, both Francis Scott Keister and Advance Slaughter ran cow-calf cattle operations, but there were few similarities beyond the fact that both men's cows were quadrupeds. Francis Scott Keister was a scientific rancher, methodical, correct, progressive. He had been born in Woolly Bucket and was belligerent and aggressive about being a panhandle native, loathed all outsiders. Keister lived with his wife Tassie and only child, 14-year-old Frank, a lanky boy with wingnut ears and broomhandle neck. He often told him to go help his mother in the kitchen, as he was no help with machinery or cows. Their house was large, of the style called Rancho Deluxe, the only building on the ranch not made entirely of metal. His corrals and catch pens were of enameled steel in pleasing colors. The machine shop and calving barn were heated and well lighted, freshly painted every year. His handsome Santa Gertrudis cattle displayed rich mahogany coats and backs as level as the ground they trod. 94% of his cows dropped a calf every spring. He kept meticulous breeding records on complicated computer charts. The heifers were artificially inseminated with semen from champion bulls, turned out on newly sprouted winter wheat in the spring, carefully moved from pasture to pasture during the summer. Keister supplemented the grass with soy meal, beet pulp, molasses, sorghum, and sweet corn stover, corn, cottonseed hulls, beet tops, cannery waste, anhydrous ammonia, poultry packer byproducts, including feathers, peanut meal, bone meal, lint from the family clothes dryer. To this smorgasbord, he added a battery of growth stimulants, including antibiotics and the pharmaceuticals Bovatec and Rumensin.